This is Radio Nepal. I am Situ Manandha with the news, the headlines first. CP and UML Secretariat meeting underway. Discussion ongoing on contemporary political issues. Christmas being celebrated across Nepal organizing various programs. And Femen Early Warning Systems Network warns Femen unfolding in northern Gaza amid Israeli blockade. Now the news in detail. The CP and UML Secretariat meeting is currently underway at its party office in Chasa, Lalitpur. According to Secretary at the UML Central Office, Bhishma Adhikari, the meeting will focus on setting the date for the upcoming Central Committee meeting and reviewing the results of the recent local-level by-elections. The meeting, chaired by Prime Minister and Chairman of CP and UML, KP Sharma Oli, is also discussing key party matters, including organizational expansion and contemporary political issues. The discussions are expected to shape the party's strategies for the near future. People across the globe, including in Nepal, are celebrating Christmas Day today, honoring the birth of Jesus Christ. Christmas is a time of reflection, joy, and unity, bringing people together to commemorate the profound impact of Jesus' life and teachings. While the exact date of Jesus' birth is not known, tradition holds that he was born in Bethlehem around 2024 years ago. His birth is seen as the arrival of hope, love, and salvation for humanity. Jesus Christ's teaching focuses on three key gifts to humanity: liberation, love, and peace. These ideals continue to inspire millions around the world, encouraging people to live with compassion, seek inner freedom, and promote harmony in their communities. As families and communities come together for celebration, Christmas remains a powerful reminder of enduring message of goodwill and kindness that transcends border and cultures. Meanwhile, extending best wishes on the occasion of Christmas Day, President Ramchandra Podal expressed confidence that such festivals will further strengthen and consolidate national unity by promoting goodwill, tolerance, and solidarity among the diverse communities having different religious faiths. Similarly, in his greetings message on the occasion of Christmas Day, Vice President Ramshai Prasad Yadav said that Christmas Day may further motivate all to remain active for the country's prosperity, development, good governance, and sustainable peace. On the occasion of Christmas, Speaker Devraj Khemere said all the festivals, including Christmas, the great festival of the Christians, have functioned as the bridge in uniting the people of all faiths. Speaker Khemere stated that the Constitution of Nepal has given every citizen the freedom to follow own religion, rituals, and customs, safeguarding religious tolerance. Vice Chairperson of the National Assembly, Bimala Khemere, urged all sides to work actively towards a strong national unity by establishing the identity, ownership, and rights of all ethnicities, languages, religions, communities, and cultures on the occasion of Christmas. Likewise, Nepali Congress President Sher Bahadur Dewa extended best wishes for happiness, peace, and prosperity to all the Nepali Christian sisters and brothers within the country and abroad on the occasion of Christmas Day today. Similarly, CPN Unified Socialist Chair Madhav Kumar Nepal wished for continued progress to all the Nepali Christians within the country and abroad on the occasion of Christmas. The Upper Tamakosi Hydropower Project, which witnessed a halt in production following the damage caused by the rain-induced flood and landslide in late September, has partially resumed the production. The 456-megawatt project, remaining as the largest hydropower project among those in operation in the country, has resumed production since last evening. The partial 120-megawatt power generation was restarted at 7:40 p.m. yesterday after 88 days of the closure. The disasters caused by the incessant rains on 27 to 28 September damaged the project infrastructure significantly. The power has been connected to the national grid. It is said the entire infrastructures damaged by the disasters have insurance coverage. The Upper Tamakosi Hydropower Limited, the project promoter, has claimed the loss worth ₹1.78 billion from the disasters. The Sauraha-based NGO Sapana Village Social Impact has distributed improved stores free of cost to 950 disadvantaged families of Ichhakamana Rural Municipality and Ratnanagar Municipality. According to Impact Chair Dhruva Giri, the organization distributed stoves to 650 households in three Chepang settlements of Ichhakamana Rural Municipality 1 and 300 families of Ratnanagar. Chair Giri informed that 32 families of Chowdhury community of Ratnanagar 8 were provided with stoves on Tuesday and added that the stoves were distributed to protect the health of women from poor communities. The Prime Minister Agriculture Modernization Project Implementation Unit is organizing a honey festival in Chitwan from tomorrow for promoting market of honey. B-Zone Program Officer of the project, Ravi Kiran Adhikari, said that 10 sales room will be set up at the festival site and anyone coming there will be offered honey taste. The project has been leveraging marketing, packaging and labeling to promote the products of beekeeping entrepreneurs under the B-Zone. The B-Zone has been established in Chitwan since the fiscal year 2018 to 2019. Former President of Nepal Beekeeping Federation, Siva Sharma, said the festival has inspired beekeeping farmers. It may be noted that Chitwan had produced 800 metric tons of honey last year. You are listening to Radio Nepal's 2 p.m. English News Bulletin. Now on to an international news update. A famine is now unfolding in northern Gaza due to Israel's ongoing blockade, according to a report by Famine Early Warning Systems Network, a U.S.-based food crisis monitoring group. According to Al Jazeera, the situation is dire, with the possibility that starvation-related deaths could surpass famine levels by next month. The violence in Gaza continues, with Israeli airstrikes killing at least 8 Palestinians in various locations, including Khan Yunis, Beit Hanun, and Nuzairat. As Christmas is observed, Christians in Gaza mourn amid the ongoing destruction, while Bethlehem, birthplace of Jesus Christ, many prayers are dedicated to the victims of the conflict. Meanwhile, Lebanon's Prime Minister Najib Mikati called for international pressure on Israel to honor a ceasefire agreement with Hezbollah. Since 7th of October 2023, over 45,000 Palestinians have been killed in the conflict. Impeached President of South Korea Yoon Suk-yeol has again defied a summons to appear for questioning over his brief declaration of martial law. President Yoon did not show up at the Corruption Investigation Office for high-ranking officials in Gwangjin, where he was expected at 10 a.m. to face suspicious of insurrection and abuse of power on Wednesday. According to the BBC, this marks his second failure to respond to a legal summons this week, following a similar incident on 15th of December. President Yoon suspended from his duties since 14th of December after the National Assembly voted to impeach him, is now under investigation. The Constitutional Court is reviewing the impeachment decision, with its first public hearing scheduled for 27th of December. A ruling on whether to remove him from office could take up to 6 months. At least 3 people were killed in a shooting at Haiti's General Hospital in Port-au-Prince on Tuesday. According to the BBC, armed men opened fire on journalists, police and medical staff during a briefing about the reopening of the country's largest public hospital. 2 journalists and a police officer were reported dead and several others were injured. The attack occurred just before Health Minister of Haiti, Lorthaire Blema's arrival. Now the general weather forecast for the country today. The Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast there is a chance of light snowfall in some places with partial changes in weather in the mountainous region. It is due to the influence of the westerly low-pressure system and the westerly wind in the country. According to the Department of Hydrology and Meteorology, the weather will be partly cloudy in the hilly regions of the country in the next 24 hours. The Kathmandu Valley has seen cloudy weather due to the western low-pressure system. It will be, however, decreased by this afternoon. The weather will be clear today as compared to yesterday. The current temperature is recorded at 7.5 degrees Celsius, while the maximum temperature will remain in between 16 and 18 degrees Celsius. The department has urged all concerned to adopt safety measures in view of foggy weather in some places of Tarai and Valley on the morning. With this, we have almost come to the end of this news bulletin. But before wrapping it up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once more. CPN-UML Secretariat meeting underway. Discussion ongoing on contemporary political issues. Christmas being celebrated across Nepal organizing various programs. And Famine Early Warning Systems Network warns famine unfolding in northern Gaza amid Israeli blockade. Well, that's the end of the news bulletin for this hour. Our next news in English will air at 8 p.m. in the evening. For the latest news updates from Radio Nepal, do visit our official website at radionepalonline.com. Thank you for tuning in. Have a pleasant day.